and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
What kind of a forecast was that?
That was an intelligent, well thought out forecast.
Did you just say maybe everything will happen?
Could be. Never know. I'm not a weatherman. I don't predict this stuff.
I mean, that's technically accurate, but not very helpful.
What I read are predictions.
Yes.
They could happen. They might not happen. Pretty likely, though, we're going to get some rain overnight. I did mention that.
but we might also get...
I said probably instead of maybe.
Okay. It was just funny the way that came off. Welcome back into the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you today. K-State baseball coming up tonight. Former Big 12 rival on tap. The Batcats are in Lincoln looking to bounce back from a rough weekend down in Austin. John Kurtz will be on the call for that. Get started at 6:30, and we'll jump right into pregame here an hour from now, or 52 minutes from now, at 6 o'clock. In this hour, we'll talk about Frank Martin and South Carolina going to the Final Four. If you missed it yesterday, John had a good monologue describing his thoughts and his emotions seeing what South Carolina accomplished over the weekend. I'm going to play that for you here in just a couple of minutes. Then later this hour, I'll react to what John had to say. I really wish that both of us were on the show today. It would make things a lot simpler, but maybe we can hash some things out on tomorrow's show.
Frank Martin is in this Final Four till at least Saturday.
I know. Yeah, we've got time. Yeah, that is a good point. But I'll react to some of the things he had to say at 5:25, and we have some pretty good stuff planned for 5:40 and Jabroni of the Week. You will definitely want to stay with us for that. We may have some time for phone calls later in the hour as well, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. Yesterday, I was not here for Wildcat Insider, but John was on the show, and I'll definitely say this before I play the audio. I mean, I don't really know of a person who admired Frank Martin's style of basketball more than John Kurtz when Frank was in Manhattan. And I know that it was a very interesting emotional roller coaster for him and for a lot of K-State fans as they watched Frank take his South Carolina Gamecocks to the Final Four. But here is the entirety of what John had to say on Frank Martin on yesterday's Wildcat Insider. After this, we'll go to a break, and then I'll come back and give some of my thoughts as well. But here's what John had to say.
Well, first of all, let me say a hearty congratulations to Frank Martin, who has now taken South Carolina to their only Final Four appearance ever. They had only ever won four tournament games, period. He just won four tournament games in this tournament in the last 2 weeks. Frank Martin is completely validated as a great college basketball coach. He has taken K-State to their only Elite Eight in 25 years and the only Sweet 16 ever for South Carolina, let alone Final Four ever. So congratulations to Frank Martin. And as you can imagine, this has been a very emotional time for K-State fans. And there's basically been two sides to this. You have the people that are very upset and emotional, and people who are saying, stop living in the past, blah, 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 cut this out, don't worry about it, this is not healthy, whatever. I am here to tell you, man, K-State fans have every right to be upset and deserve to have an opportunity to vent right now. That is not being irrational. It's called being human. Look, I was furious when all this went down 5 years ago and when it happened, to my own detriment. I mean, I got myself in trouble with it. But, you know, Frank Martin was pushed out 5 years ago after being the most successful coach at K-State in two decades. And it's not that my mind has changed over 5 years. You know, you haven't really heard it too much until just recently come out of a lot of fans. It's not that you have forgotten about it, but there is an aspect of being out of sight, out of mind. Frank Martin was at South Carolina. He was in the depths of a rebuild of a program that was in very, very dire straits when he got there. Not a good program at all. So you're not thinking about him. He's not top of mind. I frankly hadn't heard Frank Martin speak until about February of this year when they really started to turn it around and make their run. The wound has always been there, but it was scabbed. And now with Frank doing what he has done, getting to the second weekend, now getting to the Final Four, you're having Frank Martin shoved in your face and you're seeing him have success somewhere else, and it is ripping that scab off. That is what's happening to K-State fans right now. You can't go anywhere without seeing Frank Martin on TV. because as we remember now, this dude is a personality. He's a great story, and he is incredibly charming. He's doing Good Morning America. He's on the Dan Patrick Show. You can't look anywhere in the college basketball world right now without seeing Frank on TV. And now you got to watch his teams play the same way those K-State teams did. Very tough, physical, getting after it on the glass, playing defense, and they are winning, and they are winning at the highest level. And now, get ready for another week of it. You're going to have to see it for a whole nother week here at the Final Four, regardless of what happens. And Frank deserves every bit of it. And you know what? I will have a front row seat to watch the whole thing. I will watch it all. I could not be more thrilled for that guy. But that means it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. And this is the time for K-State fans to vent. You know, over the 5 years, you're not doing it every single day. But this is the time when it hurts. This is the time when the scab's been ripped off. You should be able to vent. Now, while I advocate venting, does that mean you need to tear down the current coaching staff, the program, the players that are in it right now? No. Look, you can still want K-State to win moving forward and root for the players in the program right now at the same time. This doesn't have to be an either-or. You can be upset that your AD pushed out the winningest coach that you've had, for me, in my lifetime, and at the same time still root for K-State moving forward, even though it's not going to be with Frank Martin. This does not have to be one or the other. The fact of the matter is, look, old-school K-State fans will tell you K-State's a top 25 all-time program. I always hear that Street and Smith article referenced about how they put K-State in the top 25 of programs of all time. Well, guess what? You had a coach in Frank Martin who put the program at that level. He took you to the tourney 4 out of 5 years. He won at least one game every single time he was in the tournament. He won 6 tournament games in 5 years and brought you to your first Elite Eight since 1988. Not only that, Frank Martin wanted to be here. This is a guy that prides himself on loyalty, and you gave him a chance when everybody else in college basketball was mocking him. A high school coach that you just hired there. Well, you gave him a shot, and he succeeded. He absolutely could have been a lifer here. That means that your hoops program that all the old school fans will value as a top 25 basketball program, you had a guy that had it at that level and was ready to be here for the long haul. To lose him because the guy that's looking over all your athletics programs could not find a way to get along with him and made his life miserable, that should upset you. And regardless of how long it's been since then, when something like this happens, I think you have every right to be reminded of how upset you were and still voice your opinion about that. You know, the program does not right now have very much of an identity. Frank Martin gave you an identity and a brand in addition to all this winning. You were on the map in the college basketball world just merely because of his personality, regardless really of what you did wins or losses wise. And obviously those came too. But, you know, as a K-State fan, even with Bill Snyder, as amazing he is, we all love him. I wouldn't trade more personality, more brand for his program, you know, for anything because of the way he wins. This is in no way a criticism or a knock of Bill Snyder. But the way that Bill Snyder is, it's not a whole lot of frills and, you know, there's not a whole lot of national media love necessarily with Bill Snyder doing all kinds of interviews because that's not who he is. But you miss out on some of that exciting aspect of things. We all want new uniforms. We want anything for K-State football because it's just never really been there. You know what Frank Martin gave you? Not only wins, but he gave you all that stuff. He gave you the fun stuff that goes along with it. He gave you a personality that's on TV all over the place. You're seeing Power Cats, K-State, the program everywhere. He added the fun element of it because he is a personality, a brand that goes along with it. Now, is he infallible at K-State? No. I mean, you have the Chris Merriweather incident where he slaps Merriweather on the wrist. He had to apologize for his language during his time at K-State. Even within the context of seasons, there were ups and downs, guys transferring. He had a lot of drama that came along with him at times. And for him to really make it work in the long haul, did he probably need to tone it down a little bit and figure some things out and grow and evolve as a coach? Absolutely. And that has happened at South Carolina. You have seen that. And you know why it has happened? It's because at South Carolina, he has an athletic director who he respects. You know, I feel like Frank Martin right now, he is still intense. He still yells. But he's not quite as on edge where it seems like it might be teetering to the point where it's out of control like it was sometimes at K-State, in particular towards the end. He's been able to rein that in seemingly at South Carolina, and he's repeatedly praised Ray Tanner, who's his athletic director right now, about the relationship that they have. And I think clearly what's happened here is you have a boss that approached it as, hey, what can we do to work with you? Let's work together. Some things are probably going to have to change here, but let's work together to get that done. I mean, he had to apologize for an incident early on in his time at South Carolina. Clearly, he's come a long way since then. They were willing to work together. And you'd think that at K-State, when you have a situation where it's the most successful coach in two decades at your school, the approach would be, let's work together to make this as good as it can possibly be. Instead, we know that's not how it worked out. It was, I'm the boss, here's how it's going to be, and there was no baseline respect level. So that pushes Frank Martin away. You got to understand who the guy is. That pushes him away, and that pushed him to South Carolina. And you know what? When that happens, and now you got to turn around and watch South Carolina have the success that could have been happening here if it had been fostered, that sucks. That sucks, and there is no way around it. You had a guy who could win, who wanted to be around, who fit the blue-collar mentality of K-State to a T, and he was pushed out the door. I mean, is living in the past and regretting things healthy if you constantly do it? Admittedly, probably not. You're not going to want to do that. But at times, you deserve a right to vent and let it fly. That, I do think, is healthy. And after holding a lot of this in for 5 years, and now you're watching Frank have all this success and it's happening, go crazy, man. You have every right to vent. You can still like K-State. You can still want the team to win moving forward and still be upset about this in the past. Frank Martin gave me some of the best memories of my life as a college student fully immersed in K-State basketball. I will never forget being on the front row for so many of those games. I poured my heart and soul into K-State basketball, and Frank Martin gave me so much in return. That is always going to be there as a wound that he has gone no matter what. No matter what happens down the road, that's always going to be something that hurts me. And there's just nothing you can say or do to convince me otherwise. I'll close with this, man. Jacob Pullen tweeted to Frank within the last 24 hours, why not six? You guys won four games already. Why not six? I couldn't agree more with the all-time leading scorer here at K-State, Jacob Pullen. Why not just win the whole damn thing, Frank?
Well, that is what John Kurtz had to say yesterday on Wildcat Insider about Frank Martin taking his team to the Final Four, and there are several things I want to address there, and I will in our next segment. John is not here today because he's up in Lincoln for K-State baseball. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have pregame coverage and then first pitch at 6:30. I think there are a lot of things that I agree with there, some things that I'll throw a little bit of contrast to it, not necessarily a huge disagreement, but a little bit of a different angle I want to present, if you will. We'll get into that next on The Game.